joy. Feels so good. It feels so good. It's Friday and wish I could stop this world from fighting. Mystery, like this and many others in the tree, glow in the night in the southern sky.
KUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about 4:10 in the morning. My name is Zach, and tonight is a very special episode of William Shatner's Whisketeers. I got some close friends of mine in this room. I usually do the show with these friends of mine over different means, and let's just get right into it. Who do I got right across from me right here?
What's up? It's Chris.
Chris, you should talk more into the microphone when you're talking.
What's up? It's Chris.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to have you on the show. You know, we've been doing the show. I'll get into that after. Who else do I got in this room?
Yeah.
To my right, who do I got?
It's Liam back in the flesh for the first time in a long time. And it feels good.
Thank you, Liam. On my left, who do I got?
Yo, it's Aiden. I'm here. I might not talk very much, very tired, but it's good to be here. Good people on William Shatner's Whisketeers.
Thank you, Aiden. Aiden was formerly known as Rocky Raccoon on previous episodes. Now he's known as Aiden. Across from me, I got one other fellow in this room. Who do I got?
Hey, it's Ricky. How's it going, everybody?
It's going great, Ricky. It's really good, really, really good to have you back on William Shatner's Whisketeers. You've been here pretty consistently lately. You weren't here for the last episode, but you were here for a bunch of episodes in the past month. And, you know, it's always nice to have Ricky. But even nicer, it's nice to have Chris and Liam in person. Ricky was a treat the first time, and Ricky is still a treat to have on the show this time. Don't get me wrong. But it's just wonderful to have my two friends who I've been hosting the show with for the past almost 2 years, you know, in person, do the show together. It's been almost 2 years of Whisketeers, Liam.
That's so long. It seems like less than that. We haven't been doing this that long. Like,
it's been a year and a half, about more than a year and a half. It's been a year and 8 months that we've been hosting this show. It's pretty crazy. Chris, how does it feel to be back here in person to do this episode of the show?
It's surreal. It's like time travel. Stepping back onto University Street feels like no time passed, but it's been a whole year of ups and downs and many Zoom calls.
It has been a whole year of many ups and downs and many Zoom calls, but sitting here around this table with the both of you and with my other two great buddies in this room, Ricky and Aiden, you know, it just makes it feel like this past whole year of shit never happened, kind of, in certain ways. It's like I could sit here with you guys and it just feels like everything's back to how it should be, and that's a great thing, you know.
Amen, brother.
All is right with the world,
because when you look back to this year, you could look back to certain moments and be like, oh yeah, those moments were hard. But now that we're back in like this place where things were very similar prior to that, it kind of feels like that time just didn't happen in a weird way. We spoke about this earlier.
But it did. and we can't forget that.
I know Ricky has some insights on that. Ricky always has those good insights these days. Just pass him the mic.
I don't know. I want to keep things light today. I'm just happy to be with all these people today. I don't want to go down that road, Zach.
No, we're not going down a dark path today, Ricky. We just listened to some great country music to start off the show. I'd say we started off on a good vibe. It wasn't only country music, but you know, we were going down the country with Canned Heat. We were, what was Chris's song? It was Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders and Southern Nights by Glen Campbell. So we started off on a pretty high, happy note, you know, getting those good country feels in because we're feeling good tonight. Anyways, we're going to get back into the music. It's just the start of our show. We can't really get too deep into those talking segments yet because, you know, got to get you hooked onto the music before so that you could bear with us a little bit for some long conversations. Right now, I'm drinking a nice Dirty Shirley. It's my cocktail of choice this summer. Personal favorite. Been ordering it lots at the bar lately. Now I have it in my home. And stay tuned for some conversations on some more Dirty Shirley's, which will be coming quite shortly. There'll be one more round. Yeah, that's all I really got to say. Does anyone have anything to say before we get back into the music? No one? Aiden?
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. Thank you, Aiden. All right. Well, then let's just get right back into it. Then you're listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at about it's about, let me think, 4:15 in the morning. William Shatner's Whisk Tears on CKT 90.3 FM. Very special episode coming to you, and we'll be back on the mic real soon.
Give me a reason to love you. Est-ce que toi aussi, des fois, tu te demandes pourquoi la vie est si compliquée? Surtout quand deux personnes s'aiment et qu'elles semblent être bien ensemble. Ça paraît si facile, alors comment ça se fait qu'à chaque fois ça finit en pleurs. Je n'en peux plus des histoires futiles, je n'en peux plus de tous ces bourreaux et de toutes ces victimes. L'homme se contredit à longueur de journée, il ne sait pas ce qu'il veut, c'est pour ça qu'on se fait du mal. Est-ce bien normal? Il y a des questions où je sais que je ne trouverai jamais la réponse. Il y a des choses auxquelles on ne peut rien faire, il faut sans doute s'en moquer, passer à travers. Et moi,
say hello to the Inglebone spitter. Sing along to the tunes out the womb, got my Pringalong. Stack of cheddar chips, they better listen, find they self upon river. Floating in the mainstream, things seem bitter. Soaking up game from my OG. Plenty niggas know me, and most of them just wanna feed dinner to they miniatures, but the minotaur manure that they endure daily make the home seem chiller. Cold stairs from they very own, my feet pitter. Pat across the floor, ain't even for he speaks gibber. Rich plus the lyrics of his favorite deliver. Reman, he's saying what he hears, so speak clearer. Instead of being raised by cartoons, your little man's a fan of rap songs. He being raised by tunes, where the spirit of the lyrics don't deposit him with jewels. And you working late hours, so now he acting up in school. And the teacher's overwhelmed, she doesn't ask enough to move them young souls forward, they steady backing up. When passing out passion, I swear we need our rations up. And this journey is certain to bring us back to love.
Just a touch,
one touch of love. More than a little bit, we could win on some simple shit. Keep showing love, we could benefit, especially if you sun kissed. Put that on everything that she loved. Wedding ring in her hub would mean she living a dream, but that wasn't quite what it was. Knew when she got that ring that her family would level up. Like, why we just settled down? Nah, we just settled up. Still wrestling with addiction, knew hubby ain't set enough. He just handed her the pipe, looked at her and said a puff would take you places you can't imagine. A fathom, a drug is such a terrible word. Let's say this little substance can numb the pain. Wait, come again. We got everything to lose. What you trying to gain? He said this can bring us closer. We getting older. Just let go and lean on my shoulder like summer rain. So she put that little rock in the open and hoping that gesture would demonstrate commitment while they both will find it forever and inhale. Took her to heaven and inhale, but meant well.
Sun-kissed child, I'll never ever walk away from you. There's something I just couldn't do. You're not invisible. You're not invisible. I see you and everything you go through. Sun-kissed child of mine, I'm here now and down the line for all time. For all time, yeah. Watch those parasites and watch all those hypocrites. Stay in the light. Just stay in the light. Stay in the light. Stay in the light.
Sun-kissed child, how dare they treat you rude? I'll hear she kiss your wounds, I do.
Just a touch.
See you.
Himself in human form. He denies himself to find true wealth within. In his tribe, his health is prized possession. Sin is diverting from that rugged path that leads to the truth that he is I and I am we.
Oh, na 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 na. Vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. The sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. The Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we, I got love we know.
baby girl just text me, says she coming home. And when she reach, it want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She move to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Get into this talking segment real smoothly. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at about 4:46 in the morning. Very special episode of William Shatner's Whiskey Tears, as I said before. Not only am I with my close friends in person, who I've been doing this show with over Zoom for the past year. That sentence was a bit strange. But I'm also drinking some Dirty Shirley's, and tonight is a good night because Liam's drinking a Moscow Mule, I'm drinking a Dirty Shirley, and we're going to have some great conversations because of that. It's a celebration time, it's a time to celebrate, given that I'm with such close friends of mine in this room. And I'm just going to throw the mic over to Chris because he's here in the flesh, and he's got some interesting things to talk about on this episode of William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Good 4:46 in the morning conversation. Let's hear it, Chris. Let's hear what you got.
Damn straight. So a story that's been circulating on the interwebs past 72 hours or so. Reading this from the headline of Gizmodo. Scientists grew a brain-like blob with primitive eyes. So if you can, you know, obviously this is a audio format, but you should take a peep at this blob that they have grown in a lab. Basically, if I had to describe, it looks like somebody took like a quarter-sized blob of like earwax, and it looks like it's got a couple raisins on it, but this is apparently a blob of brain cells with optic cups that formed after 60 days in a petri dish. So obviously this is stem cell research, which comes with a lot of ethical questions, but I've been reading into you know, the latest debates on what is the line of consciousness in these lab-grown brain studies. There's no clear criteria for it, and it really varies based who you're talking to. So one thing I'm reading here.
Well, what is like this optic vesicle brain organoid, as it's called? Right. I'm looking at the article right now. It's called an optic vesicle brain organoid. Is it like it's a separate, so, like
a brain?
What is it?
Yeah.
Just for context, that's what's called an OVB organoid.
Thank you, Liam.
So they're called pluripotent stem cells, which are named for their ability to create a multitude of cells that occur naturally in the human body to better understand how the body develops. So these are cells that I guess reproduce, and apparently they were stimulated with light signals to form these little optic cups. But what I was getting into then about this discussion of like, is this ethical, was like, they're trying to define consciousness based off of the density of neural networks that are created by these like little brain blobs. And for something to be sensing light, like for these eyes to be grown, like there is some sort of electric activity happening in the neurons of these brain cells. But then the question is, can it be said to be conscious? And if not, why not?
Mm-hmm. What is the line? Well, how would we find out? You know, is there like a form of communication we can make with these small little entities that we've made?
One's consciousness based on just being able to communicate.
Sorry, Liam, I didn't catch that. You weren't speaking into the microphone.
Is consciousness just like your consciousness defined as like them being able to communicate with you?
No, it was just a curious question, that was all.
So this is kind of moving in a slightly different direction, but to maybe prompt a little bit more discussion on this topic. Around the same time that this little blob formed eyes, a few months earlier, a team at Yale University announced that it had at least partially restored life to the brains of pigs that had been killed hours earlier. By removing the brains from the pig skulls and infusing them with a chemical cocktail, the researchers revived the neurons' cellular functions and their ability to transmit electrical signals.
So it's zombie pigs.
Fuck.
So they made some zombie pigs down in Connecticut.
So I don't understand the pig. What causes did these pigs die of prior to having their brains electrified?
I'm gonna have to check the footnote for that. Yeah, they might. I'm guessing slaughtered. They died recently.
And they did. So they stimulated their brains to make them come back to life after being slaughtered. So just the brain was alive, or the entire?
Well, that's the question. And then like further into this article, which this article is coming from nature.com, and that's can lab grown brains become conscious? This later went into like how that pig brain probably has a better chance of being classified as conscious than like
because
the little
the
brain
blobs.
Brain.
Yeah. And it has
their stored
prior
information.
Memories and
yeah,
stored information.
Exactly.
Whereas like this little brain blob is like just a tiny little blob, you know, that we don't really know what it is. It's like the size is smaller than a dime from like the pictures that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Just to throw another crazy wrench though into this. So one experiment has drawn more scrutiny than others. In August 2019, a group published a paper in Cell Stem Cell reporting the creation of a human brain organoid that produced coordinated waves of activity resembling those seen in premature babies. The waves continued for a few months before the team shut down the experiment. So
I just want to know if this is getting us close enough to uploading our brains to, you know, some sort of cloud.
Is this all for the greater good?
When is eternal life coming? When is eternal life coming, basically?
You gotta ask the pigs. The pigs know.
But no, some of the points you bring up are interesting. Something that you said about like lab-grown brains and like ethics behind that, that I was thinking about and we've spoken about on previous episodes of the show, is like lab-grown meat. Mm-hmm. And like what will be the ethics surrounding that as well, you know, and like just lab-grown living, like cellular fucking, I don't know the words I'm trying to put on this, but just like not clones, but just flesh, you know, like the ethics behind creating that within a lab.
Mm.
Like, I guess it's different meat versus a brain, which could be thinking and conscious, but what is that consciousness without prior experience, you know? And like the existence of being a human or a living form with a body, you know?
Right. But I mean, even like underneath human form, like having like even like an animal's consciousness, you know, that's still like, it's still, yeah, and that's still like so separate from like whatever lab grown meat is, you know? Like we don't really think of like animals, obviously we think of them as conscious, but like we know that they're not operating on the same mental level. But then, you know, there's still like, you could say there's ethical qualms of like us eating something that had consciousness. Many people do.
Well, yeah, I think that's a major reason behind people going vegetarian or vegan. Is those ethical issues of like eating something that they could empathize with.
Yeah. You know?
So can we empathize with like these organoid brains, whatever they're called?
Should we?
I don't know. I can't answer that question for you. That's a question for us, our viewers, to decide. Viewers. Or Ricky. That's a question for Ricky to decide. Throw the mic to Ricky.
Can you repeat the question?
What was the question? It was,
should we respect organoids grown in labs?
Should we empathize with these organoids with lens cups?
No.
Why?
Because we are the superior beings. We created them, so they have to respect us. We owe them nothing. You guys are nothing. If you can hear me right now, which you can't because you don't have ear ducts.
Yeah, they don't even have ears.
Optic ducts. I don't think optic ducts can process sound waves. Idiots.
Fucking idiots. Ricky got him. Case is closed. Ricky just closed the case. Thank you, Ricky. That was good. And thanks, Chris, for those interesting little tidbits to this conversation that you brought. They were super interesting. Really stoked some thinking in my brain in a time when it's not doing much thinking. Yeah, I hope people enjoyed listening to Chris's information. Thank you, Chris.
Ramblings from the deep internet.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Ramblings from the deep internet.
Yes.
About dead pigs.
Ramblings about dead pigs, but you know, they were interesting ramblings, and now we should get back into some music, I think, and come back with some more interesting conversations in a little bit, because it's music time, and music time is party time, and it's the time where we drink more Dirty Shirley's, and think about more interesting things to bring to the table. So, given that I'm here around the table with these lovely friends of mine, I got Chris, you know, straight from Chicago, coming with those interesting conversations as usual. Liam to my right with those interesting witty responses. Ricky across from me with the most useful insights of all. Ricky is quite the insightful man. Aiden sleeping on the couch, all passed out as per usual, and myself here on the microphone just trying to get these conversations flowing a little bit. It's time for us to party a little bit, and what better way to do that than by listening to Tops and their new song that they just released called Party Again, because we're gonna party again, because we're all here and we're ready to party again together. So yeah, let's hear this new Top song by Tops that they just put out recently. I'm not sure what day they released it, but I know it was released very recently, and it's all about partying again in face of this past uncertain time that we've had, where we're finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, where we can party again. So yeah, you're listening to CKAT 90.3 FM. This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Here at about 4:59 in the morning, we're reaching the 5 o'clock segment of our show, which tends to be the wackiest one of them all. But before we get that wacky, let's listen to Party Again by Tops. So anyways, it's CKT 90.3 FM, William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Let's get into Party Again by Tops.